Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
So, Team Reba, I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba.
Where every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we bring you information on real estate and mortgage and community events, anything else we can think about, feel like talking about.
Oh, yeah. We always have something to talk about.
Absolutely. And just a reminder, this is a live call-in show. If you have questions for us, give us a ring. You can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300.
Excellent.
So call us. You can, or if you're chicken, you can tweet us also at Team Reba or at Eric is my banker.
Yes, I'm logging on to Twitter right now.
There you go. Always happy to answer questions, and even if you have ones that are more complex or don't feel like talking about them on the air, we field a lot of these questions after the show and try and provide information or resources or options and things. So let us help you with that. Always happy to.
By all means. In fact, we're asking quite a bit. If you're listening and you think of a topic along the way throughout the week, something comes up in your life, by all means, please go on and send that information our way about what you want to hear about. And we'll even, if you give us contact information, we'll even let you know what date we're going to have a show about that topic.
Absolutely.
So you can hear it.
Yeah.
You know, because we've already had, I was mentioning on the Facebook Live that a gal named Patty Brine, I think she's got a hyphenated name, so I may have just screwed her name up, but on Facebook, she was saying she wanted to learn about, you know, downsizing and not about like the physical aspect of it, but how to prepare for the financial aspect of that, right? So we've got tons of financial planners that we know and CPAs, so we can maybe bring some experts on in that arena to talk about long-term planning, maybe get some people talking about long-term care insurance at some point and what that is, because I know that's an important thing nowadays with people living so long.
Right.
So lots of topics. And then, of course, we had that fellow who called about the Seattle City Council.
Right.
And his thoughts of how to perhaps find new and interesting ways to work around some of these new landlord requirements.
Some of the obstacles that are being thrown up in front of us. Yeah.
Yes. And, well, you know, another one that came up recently, talking with another real estate agent from Whistler, Canada, who I know through some of my organizations. She was asking, as a real estate agent, how she can get more kind of passive income as she goes towards retirement. Mm-hmm. And I brought up the concept of syndicates and tenants in common kind of situations where people can group invest.
Absolutely.
And she had never heard anything about that. So I'd like to maybe get some people who have experience in that arena on here and talking about it.
That'd be a great topic to talk about. Next week, we have a manager of an appraisal group coming in. Clark
and
Dixon.
I am so bummed I'm going to be out of town because I have so many questions.
Right, right.
I might have to leave a list of them that Marissa, who's going to fill in for me, I'm going to have her ask the questions for me because I want to get them answered. I want to hear them. I audit all of our shows, so I will be listening to it later.
It should be pretty interesting if you have questions for a real live property appraiser next week, next Tuesday at 3 o'clock. That'll be a good time to tune in.
Oh, yeah.
And
because there's a lot of things going on with that.
You want to know it. Yeah, it's pretty crazy right now.
Yeah.
So we'll be getting into that fairly deep here. I thought when you mentioned Whistler, I thought, we may need to have a show and talk about some changes that they've had up in Canada affecting expat investors. It's a 15% tax.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of that money is starting to come to the Seattle marketplace, and not really in Seattle, but surrounding areas of Seattle.
Well, and we can also talk about maybe since with today being election day, there might be a few people thinking about moving to Canada.
Did you see my post on Facebook?
I did.
I stole that from another real estate agent, but I loved it so much. I was like, I have to take this. Saying, friends, if your plans around the election after Tuesday are to move, please contact me. I do have contacts all over the planet. Mm-hmm. You know, not only is it because I'm affiliated with RE/MAX and we're an international company, but a lot of people I network with on a regular basis are from other countries. So I've got people in all kinds of, most of Canada covered.
Well,
I got parts of Mexico covered. I've got people in Panama. I got people in France and Germany and Spain. So, I mean, I can pretty much hook you up.
There you go. Well, you know, the Canada thing is fairly simple. I mean, they're a little bit picky about who they let move up there permanently.
Well, kind of,
but nothing a good checkbook can't solve. And
that's true.
And there's certain things that you just have to know. when you go up there. Like you have to, I believe part of their deal, you have to pledge allegiance to Tim Hortons. You know, you have to go there.
Yeah, you got to change it over from Starbucks. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You got to go.
There's a bigger conflict up there.
Right? You have to know what poutine is.
Oh, and that is tasty stuff.
That is
not
like,
really good for you, but it's so tasty.
It's a carb overdose. It's so good.
Carb and fat overdose.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But it's yummy. Do you want to explain what poutine is for anybody who is not familiar? Because they might think you're saying a dirty word.
Absolutely. Poutine.
Okay. P-O-U-T-I-N-E. Look it up.
Right. Take a mountain of French fries or up there, we'll call them chips, right?
Yeah.
Hey? And then on top of that, you're going to add some sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top
that's a choice. That could just be the gravy.
No. You got to go with the sausage.
Okay.
And then on top of that, you're going to add gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you're going to add cheese curds.
Yes. One of my favorite parts.
Yeah. And then
I'm a big fan of cheese curds.
Yeah.
And I'm not even from,
I can,
you know,
already
Wisconsin.
Feel my heart, you know, my
yeah, your face is almost
rising,
getting red.
My face is beat red. But I tell you what,
as you're blind,
I always treat myself every year. If, you know, we'll go up to Whistler a few times, and always after a long day of skiing, at least one day have to treat ourselves.
That's
with
the
poutine thing.
That's the perfect kind of food after either a long run, a long day of skiing, whether it's cross country or downhill, right? You know,
that's
like
right.
Any of that. And then it's just like, it's so warming and just all the reserves you've just depleted on the mountain are just totally
right.
taken
all
care of.
All the calories you burned are right back. You just
But you know what? You got to do those things so you can eat that stuff and not have it, you know, put you 6 feet
like
under.
A coma of some sort. So,
yeah.
Anyway, so always good up there. So got to have the poutine.
Yeah.
Poutine, you know, gravy with your chips. You can get that at the McDonald's, you know. And, you know, get
Please tell
gravy.
Me you're joking.
I'm not kidding. No.
Gravy. Okay, you just totally ruined
Chips
what
gravy.
Was a really fantastic, like, salivary kind of moment for me here, and now I'm grossed out. Okay, can't imagine it. All right, well, how about we go from that discussion of something that will put you into a coma of, like, so what's going on with mortgage rates?
Well,
will those put us into a coma?
The
or?
Election is going to affect, maybe affect us, at least so far today.
So they're alive and electric is what you're saying.
And my brother, a good shout out to Lance. You know
Hi,
Lance.
I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, he's always kind of helpful with insight and wisdom. He told me just a little bit ago that so far,
I love when you
nationwide.
Looked at your bare arm.
Yeah,
for
I have a watch on there. Where's my watch? Yeah, somebody stole it.
Nice.
That so far the Democrats are ahead in every election out there so far today. We expect that to change after later today when all the Republicans get off of work and then they can go out and vote.
Gosh.
Anyway, thank you, Lance, for that.
Yeah.
So the bond market, which is driven by fear. Is having a bad day so far today, putting upward pressure on interest rates, and it's sort of a double-edged sword right now. You know, what's going to happen? How will this election affect interest rates? A Clinton victory would imply a status quo, more of the same,
right?
And the markets do like status quo. They like
right.
they like predictability, reliability. And a Trump campaign or a Trump win could shake that up a little bit, especially some of the comments that Trump's made with his views on the Federal Reserve. And the belief there is that the Fed is creating, with these artificially low interest rates, creating a bubble. And we've had that before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that is absolutely a possibility, and you know we've seen it too many times. So right now the bond markets are just sort of reacting a little bit negatively right now because they just don't know what you know which way things are going. So just a slight bit of upward pressure on interest rates today. If you're thinking about locking in your rate,
you might want to wait till
I'd say
after the news, or do you think it's
Better safe than sorry.
Okay,
would be
fair point.
You know, my view on that one. So I would say it's probably a little bit safer to lock in. We just never know what to expect with this. But
so you mentioned his views on the Federal Reserve. Maybe you need to explain that because I'm not sure that you mentioned that on the show before.
Well, the
Because you did have a show with Gerald on, you know,
on interest
a couple
rates,
weeks ago.
Yeah.
And there, you said there was nominal changes.
Well, let's talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I actually, we had a show a few weeks ago and we went back. I went back all the way to 1972.
Right.
And looked at
when
the.
I was just a baby.
I wasn't. Well, I guess I was pretty young too. But, you know, we looked at the effect of the starting rate before the election and the ending rate after the election within a few weeks of the election. And honestly, there were very few times where there was any significant difference in interest rates from before or after. The few times really kind of leading up to 1980, when Ronald Reagan was elected, we were in a serious inflationary cycle there.
Yes,
and interest rates were on purpose brought higher to knock out inflation. And that worked. But we did see interest rates go up a little over a 0.5%. In December 1980. In 1984, that impact actually started to take hold and the rates started to drift down a little bit. Kind of looking back, you know, 1992, really, there was hardly any difference. 1996, hardly any difference. December 2000, that's when the, you know, Bush was elected. Mm-hmm. Interest rates dropped about 0.375%. 2004, they were kind of steadily starting to drop. And, you know, so we went, for instance, from the year 2000, we went from 7.75% to 2012, we went down to 3.66%. And where are we at today? About the same.
About the same,
we're
yes.
Just been about this, the same.
Yeah, it's been pretty fantastic for quite a while.
It really has. And
a lot of people, I think, have gotten a little overly comfortable with that.
Complacent with it. They expect these rates to stay low.
And they're definitely not going to.
No, everything has to change. And we
I mean, not being an
cycles.
Alarmist, but it's it's just what happens economically over time. They do eventually change.
Well, and as the economy grows, rates will rise. They'll rise with wages, and they'll rise with inflation. And the inflation rate right now is below the Fed's target rate. They want it a little bit higher. And so and we'll see the Fed trying to kind of maneuver and make that happen. The next Federal Reserve meeting is in December. It's 14th, 15th of December. And we are fully expecting at this point that the Fed will increase short-term rates 0.25%. That's cooked in to today's interest rates today. That's expected.
Right.
And it just gives the Fed some room to maneuver if they have to drop them or
make further totally
changes
makes sense.
If there's some
I understand
sort of
risk.
Catastrophe. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking a little bit more about interest rates, and then we're going to be getting in a few more topics. Give us a call, 866-712-1300. Stay tuned.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.